Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about travel kits for disasters and emergencies. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Ann Hilben-Benoit, Mississippi State University Extension Instructor. And we should never, ever wait until the last minute before deciding to pack our things in order to evacuate or leave town due to a natural disaster or emergency. There are obvious things we need and also things we might not think about. What do we need before we leave?
The obvious ones is you're going to want to grab your go bag. Don't forget the items that are included in the go bag, such as a gallon of water per person per day. Bear in mind, this would mean like a 24-pack of water would be one person for 3 days. And that's how much you want to carry with you for each person is one of those cases of water. Also, you want to include non-perishable food items, such as your MREs, or even the food items you find that come in the bucket that you can order online that has everything included in it. You want to include your medications. This one's huge. It may be hard to get a hold of these, so try to stockpile as much of this as you can so that you're prepared if you should be in a shelter for a week. Also, your first aid essentials, and maybe even outdoor sheltering supplies. Also, keep your NOAA weather radio, your AM/FM radio, some flashlights, and batteries. With that being said, that go bag, you definitely want to store it within the home and not outside of it because you want to protect it as much as you can so it'll extend the life of the go bag.
And that includes diapers for children and women's feminine items and toiletries too.
Yes, it does. And, you know, never forget to pack the items for the kids to keep them entertained, especially if you're going to be in a shelter. This is going to help them cope with being in that type of environment.
So toys and items, games to keep the kids occupied.
Yes.
Also, you need your kit for the vehicle.
Yes, this one is a big one. And it's one that's often overlooked. So this would include items like a high visibility vest in case you get stranded on the side of the road and you've got to go outside the vehicle. That way everybody can see you. Also, your hazard triangles that you would set up behind your vehicle to let everyone know that you were going to be there and working on that vehicle. Also, your tire pressure gauge, air compressor, maps. These are huge. You definitely want to keep those in there because you may not have access to technology after a disaster. A tire repair kit, jumper cables, instant start jumper starter for your battery. And don't forget to bring a battery bank. You definitely want a way to charge your cellular devices.
And most folks don't think about taking their pets. Katrina taught us that people a lot of times will not leave without their pets. If we do want to take our pets, what do we need to know?
If you're going to evacuate with your pets, you want to make sure that you bring plenty of water for the animal, also food, any toys, any medications that they may require. You definitely want to include a first aid kit for them. Collars, leashes, a crate. Don't forget your immunization records, any owner identification records that you can provide. All these things are going to make it so much easier when you get to a shelter.
And as far as purchasing all of these items, these can be kind of expensive, so you should accumulate these over time as they go on sale. A lot of times there are special sales for some of these items. You don't have to buy them all at one time. We definitely don't want anybody to go broke trying to buy all these things at one time. So what kind of documents should we have prepared before we leave?
Copies of your vehicle registration, your title to your vehicle, your homeowner's insurance papers, copies of your social security card, your driver's license, and you want to keep it in a box that is watertight so water cannot get to it.
For more information, we can go to ready.gov. We can also go to msema.org. That's MEMA's website. And also go to extension.msstate.edu. That's Mississippi State Extension. Today we've been speaking with Ann Hilben, Extension Instructor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.